So maybe just to go back and to speak out something from the very end, the last week's shir, when we were discussing that kal v'chomer, right? The Gemara wanted to make a kal v'chomer, uma avoda shehi chamura v'doicha Shabbos, that you see that avoda is more strict, that it overrides the prohibitions, like we do the shechita and all the other malachas on Shabbos. So retzicha doicha osa, but retzicha is higher than the avoda, then that like wins out. Shneemar me'im mizbechi tikachenu lamus, right? You should take him from a my mizbeach, right, to kill him. So Shabbos nichas mipnei avoda. So if Shabbos gets pushed outside of avoda, ain't a din should hey retzicha doicha osa. It's like kal v'chomer, meaning you'd have like a pyramid. The lowest level would be Shabbos. Above that would be avoda, and then above that is retzicha. So that was where we ended off last week. There's a lot to talk about on this prat. You see the Rashi, right? Rashi says at the top, retzicha doicha osa sheim hay rotzeach kohen, right? The murder of the kohen rotz alav avoda, right? Based in sholchin mevein osa lamus, they take him off. So on Tosfos, let me show you important Tosfos. It's the second one on the daf. Shner me'im mizbechi. Right, again, so Rashi's learning pshat is that the kohen was a rotzeach. Im ein sham kohen achir roi lavoida. Right, even if there's no other kohen there, shavoida nidchis, it's going to be pushed aside. We're not going to be able to do it. In Tomer says Tosfos, Dilma Hosam la mishum de retzicha dechi avoda. Maybe the reason over there is not because that we're trying to set up that retzicha is really more important or it's higher up on the ladder than the avoda is. El mishum de gavra hu lo chazi. He himself, this kohen who's a murderer, he can't do the avoda. Kidamrinan, the brachos, kohen shaharig nefesh lo yises kapov. The Gora says in brachos that the kohen who murdered somebody is not allowed to duchin. Shneemar pasuk, it's in the beginning of Yeshayahu, right? The pasuk says, where is it over there? Yedeichem domim moleu, right? Your hands are filled with dam, with blood, right? Kavachomer kol shekin avoida. So Tosuk gives two answers. No, Yeshlom dim gein chazi de ein mechalel avoida de meim mizbechi lo meal mizbechi lo yises kapav chumra baalmahu. So maybe it's really the ikers that they just can't do the birkas kohanim. Vo davka lo yisa eskapav lefi shehargu biyadov. Biyado, he killed him. Vein ketegonas esenegor. And the same things that were used to accuse can't become the ones that are going to defend. Chedechsiv, ahu kra, pirshechem kapechem. So really Tosis has two answers as to why the kohen can't do it, whether it's a din deraisa or whether it's a din derabanan. But this idea about the kohen on their hands, I saw in the sefer Sh'ar Mitzvonim beHalacha. It's a great sefer. So he wants to bring from here. He quotes the Rashi, quotes the Tosfos nearly. Demikan Rai LeDiver Hanoda BeYehuda. So from here we can bring a proof to what the Hanoda BeYehuda says. Shekosev. The Hagbas Yedayim Hu Deoraisa. This is a din deoraisa. The Kohanim lift up their hands. Kemosh Kosev Harambam and Tefila Perek Dalat Halach Yed Aleph. De Boy Davkin Nesias Kapayim. For all the Sham a Kohen Sheyadav Raschos Ena Yochla Hagbiham. Right, like he's like parallel. He can't lift up his hands. Lo Yisus Kapam. He shouldn't do it. Right, so that's what he says. This is a riot. The hands, the actions that do it. That's a proof for this opinion of the Nodi Behuda. Right, udelo kishut shvus Yaakov shakosu de ena ma'akev. If the kohen can't lift his hands, it's not ma'akev. He can still go ahead and do it. And then he brings that's an interesting point over here, that the hands ones that can't do it. He brings also from the chidah hikshulo migmariyo rosh hashanah chavav delo amrin and ink teganasa snega el bavoides shibifnim. That's the only things that happen in kodesh kadoshim. Eishu de hosam hainu. Bimin Kategor, that's when it's the same thing. Avaba Kategor Atzmo, but in the hands themselves, Kigon Hocha, Biyadayim Shahargu, these are the hands that killed Shaykh B'chol Malkam. That would apply in all places. These hands that murdered somebody, cannot do the avoda. And that's the idea that Kategor in Kategor Nasa Senegor would apply not only in the actual Malkam of the Kodesh Kedoshim, but would apply everywhere. Again, these hands are killed. So that is the din, that a Kohen who murdered is not allowed to. So I found two tshuvas on this. Let's do. Oh, so first, the Yechaveh Das, this sefer, donated by Gedalia Reis. You can see a little beautiful inscription right there. So this is Nesias Kapayim Aide Kohen Sheharig Nefesh B'Shogeg B'Nehiga B'Mechonis. A Kohen was driving and accidentally killed somebody in a car accident. So he killed. So in English law, we have a difference between, you know, murder and manslaughter, right? It was B'Shogeg. It's a very, very long tshuva over here. I'm not going to... huge. Pages and pages. Let's go to Sikkum. What's the end of the day? Well, when the dust settles, what's the psak from Chacham Avad Yosef? Kohen Chahar B'Kam Nechnit. A Kohen who killed while driving. The Garam Una Ketlanya caused a deadly accident. Eina Roshoy Lisa Kapov. He is not allowed, again, he's passing for Svardim, is not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. V'afilim Asa Tshuva. Even if the Kohen did tshuva afterwards, he caused someone to die. Even if in court he would be found innocent from that, meaning legally he didn't do anything wrong. If he knows that he killed a Jew, he cannot duchen.
I'm
sorry,
what
was that?
It's only the Jewish person that's
killed. Yeah. Well, I'm going to do a second tshuva after this. Correct. On the Machenu Hashkenazim, right? But however, so he says that's psak for Sfarim cannot do it. But and he writes Hayotz Biyad Ramah. Yeah, that's a pun that the Chacham Yosef used a lot. Yad Ramah. It's in Chumash. It's written with a hey. But he writes Yad Ramah, referring to the Ramah of Moshe Isilis with an Aleph. Makilim Bazeh. They're Mekil Im Hay Hadav Shgaga B'Shogeg Ma'aser Tshuva. So it comes out according to this tshuva in Yechaveh Das that he writes that would not be allowed to if he for Svardim would not be allowed to if he did it accidentally. But then one more tshuva, and I believe we quoted this in a Friday night Dvar Halacha years ago. Yechaveh Das Chelik Beis Yud Dalid. Nesias kapayim aide kohanim chayle sahal shaharu b'sdeh korav tzvas ha'oyev. A Kohen serving in the IDF who killed the bad guys. So here, Chacham Avad Yosef has the very. This is your question you asked a minute ago. Is only Jews? So I'm going to skip a little bit. Adiyah nisa v'ikrim ipnei shaharu b'tzvas chayle sav asher betochem Yehudim shagoyis myself aval kan b'mechemes magin zu sheshmo. So he's saying that in a case where the war was to save Jewish lives, Adraba, Roy Loim Elehem, we should tell them, Tzachakenu Yedehem, Yashar Koichen, give him a Shkoyach. Yashar Koichen, you killed the bad guys. Hadavar Borur, it's so clear. We'll load Sail Shosophic without a shadow of a doubt. Shekesherim, Hagunim Haim, Lenesias Kapayim. That here the Kohanim who killed the bad guys, not Jews, the bad guys, then you give them a shkoyach, and of course, v'yavarchu mipielyon, they should bless them. V'yikum al yodam v'sham v'shmi'al b'nei Yisrael v'ani yavarchem. The passage should be fulfilled in them. So there he writes, it depends who they killed. But in a case where it was a car accident, b'shogeg, then what? Then for Sfardim, they should not duchen, but Ashkenazim would be mekel. It's a long shuv, but he had, but based on sveik sveika, he allows it. Okay.
So we still have the middle case, though.
Of what?
Not a bad guy he killed, that's not a Jewish person. So if he accidentally killed a perfectly regular...
If he did tshuva. Well, a Jewish person, you're saying?
No, non-Jewish person.
A non-Jewish person... If he did tshuva, it would seem he'd be allowed to. That would be the... Yeah. Okay. So here we go. Now, on Zayin Amud Aleph. Umay o eino ka'omar, right? In the Bryce we were discussing last time, it says maybe only in the case of Mises based, then we could do that on Shabbos, right? So hachikom, this is how you have to understand it. Kavuras meis mitzvah tochiach. Well, we'll talk about a meis mitzvah again when there's someone who dies, and provided that it's a respectable place to bury the person, the meis mitzvah is kind of that makom that you bury them right there. So doiches avoida, it does push aside the vote of ain doiches a Shabbos. So now we set up our whole
pyramid, our whole structure over here. Mesicha was the most important, and underneath that was the Avodah, and underneath that was Shabbos. So here we have Meis Mitzvah, that it is Doiche the Avodah, but it's not Doiche Shabbos, right? So Hado Omer. So he went back. He was chozer, and he says, Kavuras Meis Mitzvah Tidche Shabbos Mikal V'Chomer. No, it could be Doiche Shabbos through the same Kal V'Chomer. Uma Avodah Shehi Doiche Shabbos. Avodah is higher up than Shabbos, so Kavuras Meis Mitzvah Doiche Osa. And the Meis Mitzvah, right, overrides that. So now the Muslims in the Kal V'Chomer, Ibla Choso, right, from his sister, that meaning that he has to become Tommy for her. So Shabbos shenidche mipnei avoida. Shabbos is pursai avoid. Ain't a din shetehei kavuras meis mitzvah doicha osa. So since certainly kavachoymer the meis mitzvah should push aside. So Talmud loymar. So in order to think not like that, lo sivaru. That's back. The buzzword says you can't have the fire on Shabbos. So that was the whole. Or Shimi Bar Ada was explaining the Brisa.
Meaning to say that we can't use that Kal V'Chomer, because it would have been perfectly logical, and because it's illogical, we say no, it doesn't hold.
Well, we tried to, instead of using this special, the Pasuk, we tried to work it from Kal V'Chomer, because the Kal V'Chomer, you can make it up on your own. If you use logic, you use good svaras, you can make up that, but the Pasuk, you can't darshan the Pasuk on your own. So one wants to understand, well, what was the Havamina? What was he thinking? Ulamai de Salkadai Tech Meikara. Right? What were you thinking from the beginning, right? When he said on the Brisa, Va'osa Asay, V'doch Lois Asay. Right? The Pazimis is going to come and override the Lois Asay. Right? So, my O'ena Ka'omer. What does it mean that when we said O'ena, that the case that was only working on the Mises based in? So, Hachi Ka'omer. Ma ani Mekayim Mechaleha Mos Yomus. What are we going to say? Well, the Pasuk is that the one who is Mechal Shabbos is gets Misa. So Bishar Malachas. That's only if you did any one of the other types of Malacha on Shabbos. Chutz mi Misa is based in. If you writing or Tofer or right, Menapetz, you picked one of the other Malachas. Aval Misa is based in Dochi Shabbos. But we to give the Misa that you have to give, That would be overriding Shabbos. Because the asay of the giving the misa, that asay would override the losase. Now some of the Rishonim I think discuss, well, Shabbos has an asay and losase, but let's just, the Gemara's only talking about the law of doing the malachas right there. Right? So Hadar Oimers, that's what he means. Then he was chozer and went back, Amidamrin and the asay of Dach Loisase. Right? When do we say this idea that the mitzvah's asay would override? That's losasa greda. That's when you just have like a lav by itself. Losasa shiesh bo kares. But when you have a serious, a higher level lav, losasa like iser kares, right? So mi shamale de dochi. Can you really say that it's going to be dochit? Hada oimer. So therefore, he goes back and says atu ase doiche es losasa lav losasa chomer mine. So it can't be that this law is more strict than the assay, right? Because if you think about it, if you do a law gets malchus, right? But you don't get malchus if you never find getting malchus for not doing an assay, right? Let's say a person didn't put on tefillin, so you bring a korban ola. That's the response. You don't get malchus for not doing an assay, but you do get malchus for violating a law, for eating a cheeseburger, for wearing shatnez, for one of these things, right? But still, the halacha is that the assay is doicha delos assay. So mali chumra zuta, mali chumra rabba. What difference does it make if it's a small chumra or a big chumra? Right. Once the Torah gives us this rule that an asay is doicha losa say, so it shouldn't make a difference as to what level we're talking about here. So Talmud Loimer, that's why the pasuk comes along and says lo sivaru, that not to make a fire. Right. So what you see so far, the Gemara hasn't really yet found a raya, a good proof that you can have an asay that with doicha losa say that has karis on it. So Ella. keep trying again. All right, we make a list of how many attempts we've had so far. We had the Talmud, we had the Mila case, we had Kibud Av Ve'Em. This is all starting back on Gimel Amud Beis. We had the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, right? We had the Hir Lo Savaru. So try again. El Itzrich Salkadai Techamina Tehei Tehave Hai Eishes Ach Dover Shahai Bechlal V'Yotzim Naklal L'Lamed Lo L'Lamed Al Atzma Yotza El L'Lamed Al Klal Kula Yotza. So this is now we're getting into the Yud Gimel Midos of Rabbi Shmuel that we're familiar with. So this isn't just something we say by davening. These are real rules. Understand each one of these rules. So now we're going to take this case of Eishes Ach, right? His brother's wife. So we know that there is a mitzvah of Yibum. That's what applies to the Eishes Ach, right? So that was something that was within the klal. So lo lamid al atzmo. Really, maybe it shouldn't tell me that, but it'll tell me on all the cases that it's going on them. Titania, davar shehai bechlal v'yatzim neklal. Right, when you have something that is teaching about all the cases. So ketzad, what's an example? So we'll see. V'hanefesh asher toicha baser mizevach hashlamim v'tumaso alav. Someone who eats baser from a shlamim, right? And he's tamei. So he gets karis for that. If you eat kachim, right, you eat kachim while you're tamei, that's a chi of karis. So if hello shlamim bichlal kachim hayu, so shlamim are part of korbanos, right? Lama yatsu. So why was it specified? Why do you tell me this din by eating shlamim? It was singled out, right? It's like a prat, but it's within the klal of kachim. So the reason why it is lahaki shalem to make a hekesh lama lechon to tell you as follows to teach this. Mashlamim miuchodim kachim is beach af kol kachim is beach. Right, so any type of kodshim that are used on the Mizbeach, Yatsu kodshim bedek habayis, to exclude the case of bedek habayis. Bedek habayis is things that are just used for like the upkeep, right? But they're not brought on the Mizbeach. So hochenami, right? So here you see something that's singled out, right, to teach us a klal for the whole thing. So ho eishes ach bichlal. Kolarayas Haisa, so the Eishes Ach, the brother's wife, is also in the parsha of Arayas, so why is this one singled out? Lahaki Shaleh, Lom Lecha, to come make a hekesh to teach us the following. Ma Eishes Ach Sharye, Af Kolarayas Nami Sharyan. So to just like this one case of Arayas is allowed and it's permitted. So to all, you would think with this limud, you might have thought that every single Arayas is really mutter, according to this. So one says, one second. Would you really have thought like that? Me, dummy? Is there really such a, you know, a similarity between these cases? Hossam, klal be'isser, uprat be'isser. The klal, the general, was korbanos, okay? And the thing that you specified also was part of the isser, right, of the shlamim, while eating it while you're tamei. But hocha, here in our case about yibum, klal be'isser, the klal is still be'isser. It's talking about there's a prohibition of arayas uprat beheter. But the eishes ach, the one detail that it specified and spoke out, that's to go against the klal, right? It's not a detail within the. You follow what I'm saying, Michael? It's not part of the klal. It's against it. In the korbanos case, everything was osir, and the prat is also part of osir. Here, the rayas, all the rayas are osir, but the prat was something that gives you a kula. It's mutter for the eishes ach. That's the whole parsha.
See, there's got to be other expansion inside that category.
Yes, you can't say that, oh, just like it's coming to tell me a din within the whole category, so too, Eishdach's telling me a whole thing. It's a different halacha than the klal. Right? So, ho, lo dami el adav shahai bechlal v'yotz lidum b'dover achodosh. So now, he's going to say it's a different one of these rules, right? It's coming to teach us a chiddush. Right, so if you have something that comes out that's like a chiddush, it's important tosfos. Remind me, I want to do an important tosfos here. She'iata yochla chaziru lichlalo adshechazenu lichah hakosu beferush. That you're not allowed to bring it back into the once it's gone out and told me a chiddush, something unique about it. You can't bring it back unless the pasuk tells you that explicitly that it would go back to it. Ditanya, Dovish Hai Bechla, Vyat Lidon Bedovra Chodosh, Ieta Yoshoi Lachziru Lichla, Achikhzen Licho Hakosu Beferish. Right? The Bryce says, if you have something that's in a claw, but it's telling me a chiddish, then you can't go back until it puts it back in the pasuk. So, look at Tosfos for a second here. Actually, you know what? Let's go a few. I'll see the Tosfos in a minute. The bottom Tosfos are just an important concept. Maybe we can do it now, I guess. Tosfos is going on in Gemara right beneath this, but the question is like this. What is a chiddush? What is the definition of chiddush? So we like to say a chiddush is something that's something new. So really, it's actually, there's a Reb Chaim Volozhin, I think it's like this in his commentary. I think it's on Pirkei Avos, he brings this down, that he says, having a greater understanding of the sugya is also called a chiddush. Right? If you understand a deeper under Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rashba, to understand that, that's also called a chiddush. I mean, you didn't say anything brand new, but it's a chiddush because it's a new level of understanding. Okay. I think we said over in the Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha brings that one should try to say Chidushei Torah on Shabbos. So if a person's not capable of making up Chidushei Torah, he should learn something new. Because for them, that's a Chiddush. That's something that's new. But Tosfos over here is saying, what the definition of a Chiddush, or Shechter quotes this frequently, it's brought down in Ikve Etzon, no, I'm sorry, in Eretz Tzvi. Shechter says, a Chiddush means something that contradicts the general rule. If you look, look in the second wide line before it gets really wide. Lo chashu davar chadash ein kori davar chadash ella kishesoser klalo. Something that goes against the general rule. That's what it means when we say a chiddush. Like Adam Zolomim is a chiddush. Right? All these things that go against the general rules. Why should I believe the second group of witnesses more than I believe the first group of witnesses? That's a chiddush. But really, the whole Torah is a chiddush because, like Shechter formulates it, we don't know anything inside the Torah. The Torah is mechadish all the dinim to us. We don't know anything until the Torah tells us. So we say, no, a chiddush in the Torah, like Basa B'cholav is a chiddush. You have two things that are each by themselves are permitted, but when you combine them, it becomes osir. So a chiddush means something that contradicts the general rule. That's really the accurate definition of a chiddush. So let's go now. Let's go see the Gemara, but let's keep that in the back of our mind. That's Tosfos points out what a chiddush is. Ketzad. V'shachar es hakeves b'makom asher yishchad es hachatas es ha'oilu b'makom ha'kodesh ki kechatas ha'ashem hu la'kohen. So this is talking about the mitzvah brings a korban asham. So for this, the chiddush is that he does the keves, the sheep is in the same place where the chatas and the ola is doing. She'ein tamad lomer kechatas ha'ashem. What do you have to tell me? That he does it just like the chatas the ashem. Ma tamad lomer kechatas ha'ashem. Why is it? Why are you adding this? Lefi sheyatza ashem mitzora lido bedavra chodosh. Because the ashem mitzora has a chiddush to it. Meaning something new, something that doesn't apply to the other. There's five types of ashamas, right? I mean, asham mitzora is one of the five, but it has a unique thing to it. What is it? The bohen yad, bohen regel hayamonis. That on this you put on the thumb of his right hand, and he puts it on his big toe. On his right foot of the mitzora, so yachol lo yehi ton matan damim bemurim legali mizbeach. So you would think that that's enough. I turn on top of him and beis. Tamud loymar. Now it's never the pasuk to tell me ki kechatas ha'ashem hu, right? Ma chatas tuuna matan damim veimurim legali mizbeach. Just like an ashem, you have to. I'm sorry, chatas. You have to put the imurim are the inner parts. You put that on the mizbeach. Av ashem tol and matan damim veimurim legav mizbeach. So too by the mitzora, his ashem has to put these parts of the animal on the mizbeach as well. The ilo ahadre kro, and if the pasuk hadn't gone back and put this ashem back into the klal, sahav amina would have thought and said like this. L'may nafka. Whatever it was excluded. And whatever wasn't excluded, it was. So I would have thought, yeah, okay, so you'll have difference different halachas depending on the different types of korbanos. So hochanami says so too over here by the case of the yibum have mean I would have thought to say like this eishes ach to ishtari. So the case with the brother's wife that was permitted. Shar rice, but any other type of erva rice is not allowed. So low, then it wouldn't be. So really, there's no riotim here that you necessarily would have thought that you'd have a heter just because Eishes Ach was mutter. So too, all rice would be mutter. Okay, so Ella Salkadai Techamina Tese Bema Matzinu Me Eishes Ach. So now I'll use a new category of limud, the mida of Ma Matzinu. What I find by this, so it would apply by elsewhere, making comparisons, right? So ma eishes ach miyavna, just like you do yibum with the eishes ach achos isha tisyabim. So too the brothers, the wife's sister should also do yibum. So me dummy, one second. What would you have thought about that? Hosam chad isura. In the case of the Eishes Ach, right, your brother's wife, Chad Yisro, there's only one. There's only one Yisro over there. Hocha, right, here in the case of the Eishes Achos Isha, your sister, your wife's sister, Trey Yisro, there's two Yisroim here. Right, so ma'ad tamus. So what would I've thought? Hoyav ishtri. So once it becomes mutter, it's mutter. You know, it's just because since the Torah allows the eishes ach right for yibum, even though normally should be aser. So then she should be fine mutter, right? Even the other types of
so we're saying any other arise.
Yeah. Whoops. Oh, a second. One second. Let me get. There's actually. In this, I think I closed it up already. Shabbat Yom Malacha asks on this. He quotes in the Ritva. Ha Omer Le'el Mali Isur Rab Mali Isur Zuto. We saw. What's the difference between once you have something, it's a, Osir, who cares if it's a major Isur Zmon? Tiris to Trey Isuroi Chomir Yoisim Isur Echad. So two Isurim are more stringent than just one. Meaning, when we were saying that, one a big Isser versus a small Isser, that's only when you're numerically only dealing with one. But here, if you have two Isserim, so that is more Chomer than one. Afil hu Isser Rabba, okay? And it brings the famous Ran in Yuma, that there's a machlokis as to what's the preferred course of action, right? Should a person violate many times a small Isser, or one time a big Isser? Right, so he says like this. He quotes the Ran: the other kamapami mal iser lav nevela. The person needs something to eat on Yom Kippur, and I could give you. I have nevela in my refrigerator, so I wouldn't have to do anything. I could just hand the person the nevela, and he's gonna eat every single kazayis he eats is a lav, right, of eating that. So chomer yosim ilavo. Right? So it's better, says the Ran, it's better to do the lighter Isser many times than to do the major Isser one time. Right? The Nayim agrees that. It's actually Machlokas, the Rishonim. Some say not like that. Some say the person would get. Meaning, because what are the two choices you have with the guy? You tell him, look, I've got Bessie the cow. I can go shecht my cow and feed you kosher meat, but I don't have to do many, sort of shechita on Shabbos, or I can give you the ready-made treif. So, discuss. The guy's going to be so grossed out from eating the nevela. His whole life he's never eaten non-kosher. Now all of a sudden, Yom Kippur, to save his life, he's going to eat this. So they factor that as well. But he brings here Mishle Melech. Beis Isurim Durabonon Chomer Mechad Isur Torah. Interesting also in terms of factoring this whole hierarchy of which is worse. So he says two rabbinic restrictions, prohibitions, are more chomer than one de'araisa. That's some of the commentators all discuss on this point. Okay. Umane timni damrina and hoyov ishtri. Where do we get this idea that once something becomes mutter, it's mutter? So the Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Mitzor shechal shmini shelo be'erev ha-pesach. Okay, so his eighth day, which now he's going to be tohor, right, from his tzaras. He has to bring his last set of korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. However, on that day, v'roh keri bo bayom, So he saw keri, he was a bal keri, and then he toveled. So he's a tful yom. He went to mikvah that day, he's just waiting for that. So really, normally, he shouldn't be allowed in there. However, amru chachamim af al pish ein tful yom, acher nichnas, in general, we don't allow tful yom to go into the Beis HaMikdash before Shkia. Zeh, this guy, this Mitzara, who is a Tvul Yom, right, Nichnas, we're going to allow him. The Rambam brings this down. Let me pull out the Rambam over here. Rambam in Korban Pesach, Perek Vav, discusses this case. He says, Mitzara Shechal Shemini Shelo Liyos Barba Oser. Right, so his eighth day comes out on Erev Pesach. V'ra Keri Bo B'Yom. Then he had an emission. He sees a Keri. Harei Zeh Toivel V'Nichnas La'Ezras Noshim U'Mevi'a Korban Osov. He goes in and he brings his korbanos. And here's the Rambam. Va'afal pi shetuvul yom also likanes le'ezus noshim. Normally we don't allow tuvul yom to enter in there. Ha'yo ve'isur likanes sham midivrehem. But since that isur of a tuvul yom is only a rabbinic, k'mo shebarnu v'hilchos bias mikdash, v'yom zehu yom hakrovas ha'pesach b'moado. So this is the day of bringing. That's a deraisa. It's a deraisa to bring your korban pesach on 14th. So yavo asei sheyesh bo kares v'yidche iser shel divrehim. So it comes along the asei that has a prohibition of kares. Right, there's only two aseis that have kares: bris milah and korban pesach. So it comes along this deraisa and with kares, which is a serious deraisa, and it knocks off the rabbinic restrictions. So this is the concept of Hoyol de Ishtri. Once it became Mutter, it's Mutter. So he explains, Mutav Shiavo Ase Sheish Bokaris V'yidche Ase She'ein Bokaris. It's better that the Ase that has Karis, meaning bringing his Korban Pesach in the right Zman, that comes, and that's Doiche, the one that doesn't include Karis, meaning entering the Ezras Noshim into the Mikdash while you're Tvuyam. For Amr B'Yochanan, Dover Torah, Fila Ase Leis Bey. Even on a deraisa level, there's no problem with that, right? Which is what we're saying. It's only a din derabonin. Shneemar, Rabbi Yochanan explains, Ve'yamod Yehoshafot be'kahal Yehuda lifnei hachotzer hachadosha. So the Melech Yehoshafot stood in the new courtyard, the chotzer hachadosha. My chotzer chadasha. What does that mean? What does it mean to have a chotzer chadasha? Omar, I think it changes the gears over here. Yochanan Rabbi, shechid shubo devarim. There was a chiddush over here. We said the chiddush is something that contradicts the general rule. For amru tavul yom lo yikanes lemachne levia, because normally the machne levia corresponds to har habayis, right? So even though there is no real deraisa prohibition, it's a rabbinic one. That's why it's called the chotzer chadasha. For amru ula, right? And Ula's explaining, right, on the halach about this, the Mitzara who became a Balkari, Matam, what's the reason why we allow this? However, Huta Litzarato, Huta Likruyo. Because since we were Mater him, we allowed him to do this for his korbanos, so then it's Mutta for him, even despite the fact that he is a Balkari. This is the Isugya, the idea of Hoyal Ishtri, that once something becomes Mutter, it becomes totally mutter. There's a lot of discussion. The poskim ask about this, you know, in Yana Dioma, unfortunately, you know, coming up in the 9 days, Shabbos Chazon. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Tovkuf Nun Aleph, what's the din if you have leftover fleshigs? You're allowed, and it's 9 days. You're not allowed to eat fleshigs during the 9 days. But hold the ishtri, since this meat, this thing was allowed. Right, I had a meat that I was it was permitted. So the Birkei Yosef says, yeah. So you can eat the leftovers also, even after Shabbos. Not so fast. The Shari Tshuva does not like this so much. It says no, you can't. You know, a person would take this out of context. You know, they'll make a huge meal on I couldn't finish it all for Shal Shus. Now guess what, we'll have fleishigs for the rest of the that doesn't work like that. But the post can do discuss this idea about how the ishtri. Okay, this is a good stopping point. I'm assuming next week the chuppah, the chasana, Mirat Hashem, so probably won't be joining with us, but we'll still have the shir at this time if those are able to join us. Will.